Hello, and welcome to the final module of List Building Income, where you will learn how to maximize your leads and sales conversions. Now that we have covered many techniques and methods for list building in the previous modules, we will now focus on some extra tips to help maximize those leads and convert them into sales. This is really the whole point behind making lists and having a good squeeze page. These tips will cover some ways that you can tighten up that squeeze page to help realize the best conversion so that people will be more interested in joining your list offer. This is by no means meant to be an exhaustive list, but a set of guidelines that will help you get started with your money and making endeavors online. Enjoy. Probably the most important tip that can be offered for the best squeeze pages is to keep it simple. You never want to be in a position where the visitor confused or even frustrated by the content of your page. The whole point of the squeeze page is to have the visitor join your list by carrying out an action, usually entering in the name and email information. You have to take into consideration that a lot of visitors won't really know the web very well, so the page must be very easy to work through and navigate. To that end of the mantra is to keep it simple. It helps to go over the product and niche that you will be trying to convert from the list in the first place. A good way to keep up the mystery of the product is to summarize some of its benefits in a clear and to expand on some features that aren't even mentioned on the affiliate link up either. This can help push people over the edge because they just have to know what that product or offer is, which will motivate them to join the list. You don't want long, extensive feature lists because this is not a sales page. I repeat this is not a sales page. It is a first contact page, so avoid long lists of features or benefits. Keep it simple. When in doubt, keep it simple. Graphics can help tie a site together and can lend a professional touch. However, you must be careful that the graphics do not distract from the purpose of the site. You don't want the visitor to think, you want them to act. That is crucial. Don't overdo the graphics because, again, the whole point of the squeeze page is to have the visitor read a little bit about the product or offering, then have them sign up for it. The presentation should be interesting, and the path you wish the visitor to travel towards, that opt-in form, should be extremely careful. You want to invoke the need in the visitor to subscribe with your call of action. Another helpful tip is to not overdo it when you ask for opt-in information from the visitor. Only ask for essential information. All you are doing is making first contact. You don't need a laundry list of the personal details to accomplish this. The only time you would need a phone number or mailing address would be obviously if that visitor or potential customer made a purchase. Most people, when confronted with invasive questions, especially from a site they don't know really well, that is a setup kind of like a sales pitch, will shut it down or navigate away. Remember that all you really need for this contact event is a name and an email. That's it. Keep it simple. Try using creative means to accentuate your squeeze pages like videos. Play the first half of the video, but don't let the visitor see the rest until they opt in. This goes towards the art of building these pages, and that you want to create that cliffhanger feeling for visitors when they visit the site. Another tip is using the reverse squeeze. This is a twist whereby the free offer that is usually given after the opt-in is simply offered beforehand, and then following the giveaway, the visitor is asked to opt-in. So instead of giving the reward after the opt-in, the reward is given up front. This can be appealing as most people will tend to reciprocate if the offer is something of value. Remember that squeeze pages and list building are critical to the success of online businesses, and that list building is one of the oldest techniques that has been used on the internet. In some cases, a newsletter is not going to cut it anymore, unless it is of exceptional quality. People are willing to listen and to hear future offers if they are offered something of obvious value. Always be honest with the visitors too. Make sure they understand that they will be receiving future emails from you with offers. Over-deliver. What does this mean? This means if you want to have the highest number of leads, you need to go over the top and deliver more than what anyone would ever expect. This is a critical component of those, as seen on TV advertisements on late night. At the end of every commercial, there's always the, wait, but there's more lines, and what comes next? We all know, you can get an extra free product when you order the one. In some cases, you can get many more that's free. This is what over-delivering is all about. Think about ways you can implement this for products you can give away. Be creative. Remember that any testimonials, photos, and all the content itself either works towards your goals or against it potentially. Don't overdo it. Control linking to other sites and control the visit. That's important. You need to control people so they are thinking less and ready to act. Don't be afraid to try other marketers' squeeze pages, especially if they are converting like crazy. This is a good way to give a test run so you can see how well list building is occurring. Learn from your mistakes and also from other competitors in your niche. An irresistible offer is at the center of any well-crafted squeeze page. Long ago in the days of yore, people would give their email for only a newsletter or e-zine that would be emailed to them once a week. This is not as effective anymore. Today, offers in PDF form that are special are popular because the idea is that the visitor is receiving something they perceive to have value. People don't need emails with newsletters or e-zines anymore because they can go straight to the source quickly. The offer needs to be special. Appealing to the visitor's emotions. Make the opt-in a product of their emotions by outlining the benefits. Make it personal. Tell them exactly what the benefits will be for them in their life so they can accomplish whatever goals. Make it seem like the visitor will be missing out if they don't opt in. People who are presented with this choice in an emotional way will find it difficult to not give in because the offer is in sync with their motivations emotionally. The call to action is a psychological linchpin on the squeeze page. Telling potential customers to sign up and join the list is also critical. Don't underestimate the psychological impact of simply telling someone to do something for a specific reason. The whole build-up on the squeeze page will lead us to this call of action. Always use bullets or similar style to list the benefits of the product or offer available. Bullet points are easy to read and flow better than long paragraphs or even short paragraphs. You want the visitor to make a quick decision. Make sure that key points on your squeeze page are in bold or highlighted. Another way to help the content of the squeeze page to stand out is to use a black background on either side of the site with a white strip down the middle. This helps content stand out. Reassure the visitors of your site that their email will be protected and not sold for spamming purposes. Marketing online and especially generating leads involves trust. Do not ever violate this trust. You are banking on your leads being responsive to future offers you will send via email. Squeeze pages should never serve as the home for websites. This can affect SEO that you have implemented on the rest of your site, which will affect your ranking on search engine result pages. Most people will not enter information just to gain access to a website, either unless it is for a specific purpose. Squeeze pages should generally be just one page. This goes back to reducing distractions as mentioned previously. Try using a dark red headline for your squeeze page. There are a lot of theories about the best colors, but dark red on a light background can make a positive impact. Also, always ensure that the background is white with black text. You can experiment with this though. You can promote an offer that is good for one time only after the opt-in on the thank you page, for example, which will present you with an instantaneous income opportunity. Be sure to make this one-time offer price significantly lower. You can also try using scripts to tell a friend or take advantage of social networking platforms to reach out to their friends list. Think about how Facebook scrapes your email address and looks for your contacts who may be using the service with that particular email address. We've come a long way. With these tips, you should be well on your way to creating an absolutely incredible squeeze page. We've covered free methods, paid methods, and every method in between to help set up a quality squeeze page. Remember that even if you are not quite up to the task technically, you will at least be able to hire someone or use a template or generator to create that squeeze site. At the very least, you understand the concepts now that go into making a successful squeeze page, And like many alleged gurus claim, the money comes from the list. Without building lists, it makes it much harder to hard sell your products directly to the search engines. Buying traffic is always an option too. But the bottom line is that without a capability to generate a list, you will find it more difficult to compete and sustain a business online. These modules have outfitted you with all of the information you need to build your own list confidently and effectively. This will take some work, and some of these concepts may be unfamiliar to you, but with practice, patience, and diligence, you can realize enormous amounts of income from building lists and jumpstarting those affiliate campaigns. Best of luck!